the new Hot 99.1 hip hop and R&B heat. It's Tanch. All right, we're on with Lil' Kim. We're so excited to see you this upcoming Saturday night at Northern Lights at Clifton Park. It's the return of the Queen Tour. Are you excited as well?
I'm very excited. I haven't been to Albany to perform like a major show in a long time, so you know, I'm very excited about coming. It's going to be fun.
So for those who haven't seen your show before, how would you describe it?
It's an experience. That's all I can say. It's a Lil' Kim experience. You know, I think when people see my show, they get to kind of understand a little bit about who I am as an artist a little better.
All right, sounds good. Once again, we're on with Lil' Kim. She's going to be at Northern Lights with the Return of the Queen Tour this upcoming Saturday. Now, Kim, I was reading some rumors online that Dancing with the Stars is going to be doing an all-star season. You see yourself being a part of that at all?
I mean, of course. If they considered me, I would definitely consider doing it. It was like the best thing I've ever done in my life. So, I mean, you know, hey.
Yeah, I mean,
possibility.
I think I speak for all the fellas. I mean, we really enjoyed watching you dance. I mean, you got moves. All right, so are you currently working with any artists right now?
Yeah, but I don't want to really say. I don't want to give it away.
Oh, okay. A little tease. We'll be looking forward to that. Who are some of the artists that you really like working with that you've worked with in the past?
I worked with Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. The absolute most professional, the most respectful. He's such a nice man. He is like what the blueprint should be for how artists should be.
How about one artist you haven't done anything with that you would like to work with?
Rihanna.
That'll be a killer collaboration right there. Lil' Kim and Rihanna, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Once again, we're on with Lil' Kim. She's going to be at Northern Lights in Clifton Park this Saturday night. Make sure you go get your tickets at the Northern Lights box office. All right, bear with me for a second here, Kim. Now, back at Coachella, of course, they debuted the Tupac hologram. It received rave reviews online. People were even saying things like they would spend their hard-earned money to see the hologram in person for themselves. People were excited about it. They liked it. Me, I took a different perspective on things. The family perspective. I looked at it like, you know, if that were my father, my mother, my sister, or someone close to me who was famous, that was a performer, and somebody brought them back to life and put them on stage for one day. Yes, it pleases the fans, but at the end of the day, I feel like I would be an emotional wreck. It would tear me apart to see someone so close to me who passed away, you know, so close to being real, once again on stage. So let me flip the script a little bit and ask you, how would you feel if instead of the Tupac hologram, if it were a Biggie hologram? Your past with the Notorious B.I.G. is well documented. So as someone who was as close to Biggie as you, if it were a Biggie hologram on stage, emotionally, how would that make you feel?
No, you know, I don't think that, you know, you're like maybe by yourself. I think there's probably a lot of people who probably feel like you. And then, you know, there's a lot of people who enjoyed watching it. I think, you know, as long as the family is okay with it, then, hey, it's definitely okay. But if I was sitting there watching, you know, the hologram, I can't really say how I would feel. That's so funny that you say that. I can't really say how I would feel. Like, if I was watching Puffy, if he did a hologram of Big and I was watching it, I really can't say how I would feel. I can't say that I would be super excited and, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. But I can't say that it wouldn't, you know, make me feel a certain sort of way. At the end of the day, you know, it was a genius idea. I get it. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are into the artistic part of it. There are a lot of people who, you know, are just major fans who just really appreciated it. And I think there's some people who probably didn't appreciate it.
Well, you are such a sweetheart. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Lil' Kim.
Anytime.
And once again, if you want to check out Kim live, she's going to be at Northern Lights in Clifton Park this upcoming Saturday night. We're so excited.
Yeah, I just cannot wait to get to Albany and rock out on stage because I haven't been here in so long. I think, you know, people are really going to appreciate it and enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. Lil' Kim, thank you very much.